now stripping back his rags. Odysseus, master of craft and battle, vaulted onto the great threshold, gripping his bow and quiver bristling arrows, and poured his flashing shafts before him, loose at his feet, and thundered out to all the suitors. Look, your crucial test is finished. Now, at last. But another target's left that no one has hit before. We'll see if I can hit it. Apollo, give me glory. With that, he trained a stabbing arrow on Antinous. Just lifting a gorgeous golden loving cup in his hands, just tilting the two-handled goblet back to his lips, about to drain the wine, and slaughter, the last thing on the suitor's mind. Who could dream that one foe in that crowd of feasters, however great his power, would bring down death on himself and black doom? But Odysseus aimed and shot Antinous square in the throat, and the point went stabbing clean through the soft neck and out. And off to the side he pitched. The cup dropped from his grasp, and the shaft sank home, and the man's life blood came spurting out of his nostrils, thick red jets. A sudden thrust of his foot, he kicked away the table. Food showered across the floor, the bread and meat soaked in a swirl of bloody filth. The suitors burst into uproar all throughout the house when they saw their leader down. They leapt from their seats, milling about, desperate, scanning the stone walls. Not a shield in sight, no rugged spear to seize. They wheeled on Odysseus, lashing out in fury. Stranger, shooting at men will cost your life. Your game is over. You've shot your last. You'll never escape your own headlong death. You killed the best in Ithaca, our fine prince. Vultures will eat your corpse. Groping, frantic, each one persuading himself the guest had killed the man by chance. Blind to the fact that all their necks were in the noose, their doom sealed. With a dark look, the wily fighter, Odysseus, shouted back. You dogs! You never imagined I'd return from Troy, so cocksure that you bled my house to death, ravished my serving women, wooed my wife behind my back while I was still alive. No fear of the gods who rule the skies up there. No fear that men's revenge might arrive someday. Now all your necks are in the noose. Your doom is sealed.